Oslo, a victory at the Ground Zero Cross, and more on Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Hamas has broken 5 ceasefires that we accepted and we actually implemented. They rejected all of them, violated all of them, including 2 humanitarian ceasefires in the last 24 hours. Now they come with their own ceasefire proposal, and believe it or not, they violated even their own ceasefire proposal. They're shooting at us as we speak.
Israel has these tunnels they want to get rid of. They feel they've probably gotten rid of a lot of the depots of rockets and rocket launchers, but there are these new tunnels that have been discovered. They want to make sure they've closed those off and destroyed those. Hamas, on the other hand, they haven't achieved their objective either, which is to try to turn public opinion against Israel. They know they're not going to defeat Israel on the battlefield, but they think they might defeat Israel in the court of public opinion.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Israel is engaging in state terrorism. They're doing it long distance. All the people who were killed, all the civilians, have been Palestinians. 1,060 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire. Are you telling me that Hamas or any of the Palestinian resistance groups are responsible? It's the Israeli occupation, it's the Israeli siege, and it's Israel's use of unbridled power and its mega military machine that has led to this human tragedy.
Let's not forget one thing. Hamas is an organization that's sworn to Israel's destruction. It believes it has the moral right to do military action against Israel at any time. And so we can't use these ceasefires as simply ways for Hamas to reload.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're going to get right to the matter of the Middle East in just a moment. And we're taking your calls. President Obama, of course, putting incredible pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the issue right now with Hamas in Gaza. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Before we get to the situation in the Middle East, I do want your comments on this. Should Israel stop because the President of the United States says so? 800-684-3110. Before we do that, though, let me mention that we just received just moments ago a 3-0 opinion on the Ground Zero Cross case. That Ground Zero Cross is in the museum for 9/11. It was challenged by the American Atheist Association as violating the Establishment Clause, among others. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit ruled in our favor 3-0 and cited a case that I argued at the Supreme Court of the United States, the Summum case involving a Ten Commandments monument out in Pleasant Grove, Utah, which we won unanimously as well at the Supreme Court. The Second Circuit taking that decision and saying that the cross at Ground Zero in the museum can stay. It is government speech. It does not violate the Establishment Clause. It is historically significant. And what's also interesting here is I expect that the American Atheist Association will be appealing this, Jordan. That's the next thing that's going to happen here. We're going to get to the matter of the Middle East when we come back from the break, but we wanted to break this breaking news on this win at the Second Circuit. But, Jordan, they're going to take another move here.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, they're not going to back down from continuing this fight. They do a lot of this for publicity purposes as well. But I think for those surrounding the idea of that this cross could be unconstitutional in these challenges, you know, it's been rebuke after rebuke for the American Atheists, first being told to rewrite their complaint, and now being told that the inclusion of this cross is both constitutional and a decision completely up to those behind the memorial and museum.
Yeah, so a major win there, folks. Again, we're getting ready to take a break. Our phone lines are jamming up. Let me say this. If you want to sign on to our petition, stand with Israel. They are the pressure. I was just in Europe at Oxford for 3 weeks dealing with this on a daily basis. The pressure on Israel is incredible. Stand with Israel to defeat these terrorists. You can do that at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me tell you this. We're also 4 days away from the end of our matching challenge, and we're $180,000 short of making our $1 million goal. You can help us right now at ACLJ.org. We're making an online gift. Any amount you donate is doubled. We're calling in your pledge right now at 877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. $180,000 to go, and we're going to make that $1 million match for the month of July. Back with your calls in a moment.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, a nice 3-0 opinion in our favor in the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in American Atheist versus the Port Authority of New York, and this was the 9/11 Memorial Cross that's in the museum. Court says it can stay. It cited, actually, one of our cases involving the whole issue of religious displays and government property, so a nice win there. Having said that, the attention is in the Middle East. I was over at Oxford University for weeks dealing with this on a global scale, meaning with people from literally all over the world defending Israel's right to defend itself. We now have reports that Hamas misfired a rocket. Ready for this, folks? Misfired a rocket, and guess where it ended up? In a hospital. So this is Hamas doing it to themselves. Yet the president is putting incredible pressure on the Israelis, specifically to the prime minister, to stop the action. So as we get ready to take your calls, folks, we want to make sure that you're standing with us as well. We want you to stand with Israel. You can do that at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But let me tell you what's most important also. We're in the last 4 days of our matching challenge. We only do this 3 times a year, folks. We're $180,000 from our $1 million goal. And you can help us out right now by going to aclj.org, because any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. So either aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to help us out on this matching challenge. Now, Jordan, I know Than is at meetings on Capitol Hill right now dealing with, among other things, the situation with Israel in the Middle East. Your sense there, the president is putting tremendous pressure. I was on the phone with our director general of our office in Jerusalem, Rami Levy, just moments ago. He said the pressure on the prime minister of Israel to stop any military action is unreal, like he's never seen it before.
That's right, and we've got now the UN Security Council as well with the pressure on Israel in a situation where Hamas is trying to propose, we played the sound bites in the beginning of the broadcast, its own ceasefire while they continue to fire on Israel. It's a situation now, as and we knew that this was coming, but we've really got the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and our president doing Hamas's bidding for them, which is fairly unprecedented to think about the idea that they've got the U.S. government going to bat for their interest. And I think, in this situation, instead of just being very honest that the reason why civilians are dying in the Gaza Strip is because of Hamas, and that it's because of Hamas, it's because they've either decided to stand with Hamas or because Hamas is using human shields. And instead, we are taking on, and when I say we are, I mean the United States government is really doing Hamas's bidding. I mean, pushing Israel into a ceasefire when they are continuing this aggression.
What we're going to do right now, let me play for you. Benjamin Netanyahu was on a lot of the Sunday's talk shows dealing with what Hamas is actually doing. I want you to listen to this very carefully.
When we respond, we are trying to minimize the civilian casualties. We tell the civilians, leave. Hamas tells them to stay. Why does it tell them to stay? Because it wants to pile up these civilian casualties. So any of these regrettable, tragic civilian casualties should be placed at the responsibility of Hamas.
You know, it's interesting because Israel's made the point, and I think it's well taken, that they use their military action, their missiles, to defend its citizens. So the missiles and the anti-missile protection, the Iron Dome, are used to protect the citizens. So missiles used to protect citizens. In the situation with Hamas, they are using citizens to defend and protect their missiles. So civilians are protecting their missiles. It's just they've got. It just shows you the lack and disregard. But I will tell you, world opinion on Israel is palpable how negative it is. And I, as I said, I was in Oxford for 3 weeks debating this every single day. Jordan was there for the first week of this. And I'm telling you, folks, we had representatives from all over the world. I was surprised, though, that there were some countries that really are getting it and are standing with Israel. But ours is, unfortunately, right now, not one of them. Again, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yep, right to the phones we go. And let's go to those who have been hanging on the longest. Terry in New York, online for Terry. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, thank you so much, Jay. We have been supporters of you for many years, and we certainly get all your newsletters, and we're aware of the work that you're doing. And I don't, Mike, how do you get this message out to the secular world? The conservative people, the Christians are aware of the horrendous things that Hamas is doing and how they are using their citizens for to protect their arsenals, and that Israel is merely defending their citizens.
Yeah, there was an interesting, I don't know if we have it, and maybe we can get it before the end of the broadcast. There was an interesting interview on CNN with the Israeli ambassador to the United States where he specifically said, I've been listening to your broadcast for 2 hours until he was talking to one of the hosts of CNN. And it was interesting. He said, I've been listening to your broadcast for 2 hours, and you've not yet brought up that Hamas is putting civilians in the way of to protect the rockets. So they're putting their people in to get killed, even when the Israelis are saying, leave the area. So we're going to check to see if we have it. We will get it before the end of the broadcast. Really important statement there. And what we're doing also is, I will tell you this, I am bringing this to through Twitter, Facebook, all of our media sources as well. We've got Than Bennett dispatched on Capitol Hill right now. And we're going to get this information out the best we can. But there was this great dialogue. I wish we had it. We'll get it to you. Where it was on CNN. The statement from the U.S. ambassador says, you have failed to mention in this entire process anything about what has happened here with regard to Hamas using civilians as shields. Let's take another call.
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Manny in California, online 3. Manny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Manny.
How you doing? Jordan, the message that I have, please let Netanyahu, the prime minister, know this. That there's no way, I mean, he cannot listen to Barack at all. This president, Barack Obama, and his administration, they don't even know what they're saying. He must continue to defeat every single terrorist, every single one.
The pressure point, though, Manny, is, and Jordan could address this because he's in Washington today. I've just gotten back from Europe. The pressure point, though, from Washington, at least from the president and John Kerry, on Benjamin Netanyahu, Jordan, is palpable. I mean, it is huge.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing now, I think, is the U.S. It's kind of like the veiled threat of saying we're to this point where we're still saying we defend your right to defend yourself. But now the U.N. Security Council is moving forward, the rest of the world. So we're only going to defend you for so much longer. And I think the clock is really running out, unfortunately. because you've got a U.S. administration that has been very hostile to Israel's position, and they will just refuse. No one will acknowledge the truth about what's happening on the ground. They're acting as if, you know, this is all about Israeli aggression, and it's like we ignore the map of the Middle East and what Israel's surrounded by. And the idea, too, you know, John Kerry's basing a lot of this out of Cairo. This is a U.S. government which pushed for the overthrow of an ally who was a military dictator, Mubarak. Then the Muslim Brotherhood came in. Then the Egyptians threw out the Muslim Brotherhood and have a military dictator again as their president.
You know, it's interesting.
I mean, so the U.S. has not had a good record the last couple of years in trying to handle this. And look, Iraq has gotten worse now for many people than it was under Saddam Hussein because the U.S. left. And, of course, that was something, again, President Obama pushed for.
Yeah, it's interesting because we have this situation with, it's not just, by the way, Republicans that are doing this. Let me refer you to Chuck Schumer, the Democratic senior senator from New York. He was addressing this situation, this pressure that's being placed on Israel. Let me play for you number 17.
So it's really almost impossible to have peace as long as Hamas is in control of Gaza. A ceasefire should happen. But it should happen without pressuring Israel to avoid getting rid of the rockets and tunnels. That's Hamas's trump card.
So there you have it. So the Democrats are saying the same thing. The question is, folks, are we going to stand with Israel on this? And I think the answer is we have to. You could do it as well at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign on to the petition. Let's take another phone call. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We come back from the break. I'm going to play this dialogue between Aaron Burnett and the ambassador from Israel. Aaron Burnett, I think... you know, she made an aggressive statement, and the Israeli ambassador went after her as he should have, and was very direct. But we'll save that for the next segment of the broadcast. Let's try to squeeze another call in. I'll tell you what, Jordan. Let's do that after the break. We just have a minute and 20 left. All right, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. So we've deployed our teams in the Middle East. I was on the phone with Rami Levy, who heads up our office in Jerusalem. David Benjamin, who you heard on this program many times, is our legal director in Israel. He has been deployed. So he is an international law expert. He's working on that right now. He's in active duty. So he's been deployed. I know Rami's two sons have been deployed as well. So this is the situation we find ourselves in. We want to stand with Israel. We're talking to Israeli government officials every day. Let's let them know how many of you are standing with us. You could do that at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And let me say this. I spoke to David French just moments before we went on the air. We're about $180,000 away from our $1 million goal. We've got to raise that in 4 days. So this is where you come in, folks. We need your help. We're in a matching challenge campaign. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. Easiest way to do it, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
All right, folks, we're fighting back and fighting back hard here at the ACLJ and our offices around the world, and we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget, it's time to stand with Israel. Certainly the White House isn't. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ with our matching challenge just 4 days away until we're done. For the month of July, we could use your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 on that. We're $180,000 away from our goal. Let's take another phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Abe in Illinois on line one. Abe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Abe.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I think it's high time that our president, President Obama, and the State Department gets on board with Israel or butts out and shuts its mouth. Israel has the right and the responsibility to defend themselves. Thank you.
Well, we agree with you. The problem is you got the administration putting this kind of pressure on Israel. Look, I mean, we think Israel should be defending. I think Israel should end this problem and do whatever's necessary to end the problem. But you've got a media that is so biased and so out of control and so pro-Hamas. I'm going to say this, not pro-Palestinian Authority or Palestinians, pro-Hamas. Listen to this dialogue between Ron Dermer, the U.S. Israeli ambassador in the United States, and Aaron Burnett from CNN.
Do you not think that it's relevant to report on CNN that the Secretary General of the United Nations yesterday warned against the use of U.N. schools and shelter for rocket missile depots of Hamas?
And Ambassador, it is relevant. And let me ask you this, because of what you said.
But Aaron, I've been listening for 2 hours of reports on CNN. I have seen split screens, horrible pictures that any decent human being would be horrified by. I have not heard a single person say what I just said to you now. And I think that that does a disservice to your viewers to not give them the context they need to make these judgments.
There you have it. But this is, Jordan, this is a media war. And while we say, yes, Israel should stay in there, when you've got the media against you and you got the administration against you, we've got to deploy our assets around the globe to build up the support for Israel, because it's certainly not coming through the media and certainly not coming through the administration.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the pressure on Israel, it's growing by leaps and bounds really every single day. The pressure to cease, the pressure to stop, the pressure to agree to ceasefires while you're still being fired upon. You know, these humanitarian ceasefires that cannot be recognized. To an extent, you are talking about, again, going into ceasefire deals with the devil here. And I say that, I mean, when you're talking about a terrorist organization, you're just counting down whether it's hours, days, or if they can keep it together even weeks before they keep shooting you at again. I mean, we have to remember, these rockets don't stop coming into Israel. It's the number, it's the significant increase that caused the conflict that's ongoing now. The question then is, how many more rockets will Hamas keep sending into Israel a day, where we would still consider that to be a ceasefire situation? So again, this is not going to be a long-term solution for the civilians in the Palestinian territory in the Gaza Strip, and ultimately, you know, Hamas, who's getting a lot of support from Iran, who is now in negotiations with the U.S. on their nuclear program, will try and rearm, and we won't know the extent of the harm that's been done to Hamas by Israel until later, after this conflict settles down. But that's all it would be doing, is settling down for the time being.
Well, this is why, folks, we've also deployed our assets around the globe, and we're going to continue to do that and fight back on this, but this is a real battle. Jordan, let's take Scott's call on line five.
Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Scott.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about the targeted strikes. Yeah. When you have 80% or higher civilian casualties, you have to reassess your strategy, because militarily, short term, you might do something, but in the long term, you're making things worse. And I think that's why Israel needs to cease fire immediately, because...
If they cease fire immediately, though, what do you do? Let me ask you this situation, Scott. So if they cease fire immediately, which they've been two ceasefires, both times within about 2 hours, Hamas starts launching rockets back into Israeli civilian territory. What do you do then? Just let them do it?
Four Israeli civilians have been killed.
About 30 Israeli military have been killed.
Close to 900.
Hold it, Scott. I'm asking you a question. Rockets are coming in to your country from the Gaza. What would you do?
I would neutralize that threat.
How would you do
however,
that?
However,
how would you neutralize the threat? Sir, how would you neutralize the threat if Hamas, and it's acknowledged that they've done this at UN schools, are hiding the rockets in civilian territories. How would you neutralize the threat?
First of all, you're talking about one of the most densely populated areas.
I understand that. How would you neutralize the threat?
A UN human
how would you council. Neutralize the threat? You were not going to, Scott. How do you neutralize the threat?
Put people on the ground. Do something.
Oh, you want boot? You want boots on the ground? You want Israel to invade Gaza?
So you had 800 plus civilian casualties.
So
Gaza.
You think you would be happy then, Scott, if Israel were to tonight march in with say 30,000 to 50,000 troops? That would be okay.
I said military. Listen, I served in the military.
I appreciate that.
I understand military tactics.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of friends that serve in the military and have served in the military in the Middle East and have served in the. I got staff that have served are serving right now in Gaza in the conflict zone that work for the ACLJ. So you know, you cannot put if you're going to do boots on the ground, your higher casualty rate would be at least dramatic, maybe tenfold. So you just Hamas has got to stop using. Will you acknowledge that Hamas should stop using civilians as shields?
Civilians? Is that the alternative? Kill 80% civilians?
Do you think Hamas should be maybe charged with war crimes for using civilians as shields?
First of all, a UN Human Rights Council...
Should... Scott, I'm going to ask you one more time. I've given you 3 minutes of airtime. Do you think Hamas could be prosecuted or should be prosecuted for war crimes for using civilians as shields?
I think...
You know what, Scott? You're not answering the question. So I'm going to ask you one more time. Should Hamas be allowed without any international repercussions to use civilians as shields?
You will not answer a question about Israel.
I will. Go ahead.
Regarding the extreme use of highly lethal weaponry.
Well, let me break it to you. If you had bombs coming into Portland, I guess you'd hope for, the United States would be using weaponry to try to stop it. So, Scott, you're not going to answer the question, so you know what I say? We're done. We're taking more of your calls, though, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Scott is the problem with the media, not reporting the truth. That is why we're on the air, and that's why our team is actually engaged in this issue at international tribunals, including the UN, on the ground in Jerusalem. I just came back from Europe. Jordan and the team are in Washington. We don't just talk about it here, folks. We're doing something about it. Hang on the line. We're taking your calls when we come back. We've got another full half hour of the broadcast. Remember, if you don't get the whole half hour, you certainly do on SiriusXM. All you have to do is go over to ACLJ.org and listen to us online. Hey, folks, as we get ready to take this break, Stand With Israel. You can do that now at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Now, something else you can do. We've got a matching challenge campaign in full swing. 4 days left to raise $180,000 so we can get our $1 million goal. We're close. We've got 4 days to do it. If you could help us out at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, that will make a big difference. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Matching challenge campaign. You will help us, and we'd appreciate that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, by the way, a nice win at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, 3-0, American Atheist Association against that cross at the Ground Zero Museum. We won. They used as one of the precedents a Supreme Court case that we argued back in 2009, the Summum case involving Ten Commandment displays, and that was some of the basis upon which they held. Let me get everybody up to speed and go right to Jordan here quickly. And first, Jordan, is right now in the situation with Israel, the White House pressure is very dramatic, coming from both Secretary of State Kerry and from the president himself on Benjamin Netanyahu to stop.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you've now got Secretary of State Kerry who has been criticized actually by the media for his lack of an ability to get a ceasefire here. But you've got, again, a situation where, to put everything into context, you have the Obama administration pushing Israel into a ceasefire. They can't get Hamas to agree to a ceasefire. So they want Israel to say yes, which Israel has. And then Hamas has said no. In a country that is now, Egypt, this is where they're basing a lot of this out of. Egypt, which went from Mubarak to the Muslim Brotherhood, back to a military dictator who was elected, who then ran as president after overthrowing the regime with the military, then gets elected. So very similar to Mubarak. In Iraq, you've got the Islamic State moving through the human rights atrocities worse and worse. Syria, some of the bloodiest battles in Syria since the civil war began in the past week. And yet we're focusing in on Israel's defense of itself. You know, the whole Middle East is falling apart. And the focus is on, you know, a few miles stretch of land with Israel. And you've got the UN having, you know, emergency sessions while literally thousands of people are being killed. Human rights abuse is going on, you know, just throughout the region. And we're ignoring those because they don't involve Israel.
Right. Exactly. And David, we just had a caller come in that said, you know, he thinks what Israel's doing is outrageous because of all the civilian casualties. He had served previously in the military. And he said, just send in ground troops. That would be less catastrophic. I mean, I was with Skip Ash at Oxford for 3 weeks as we were debating this issue every single day in front of people from all over the globe. And Skip was very clear that that is going to solve nothing.
Oh, absolutely. A ground invasion would increase the casualty rate. And also, we need to realize that the casualty figures we are being told are lies. They are coming from Hamas. The casualty reporting agency in Gaza is under the control of Hamas. It is simply false that 80% are civilian casualties. If you actually look at the names and ages of the individuals involved, the mass majority are military-age males. Hamas terrorists are being killed by and large, not Gaza civilians. So we need to be able to cut through the misinformation here.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're taking your calls, and one of those is Chris from Oyster Bay, New York, Oyster Bay, Long Island, right next to where I used to live. Chris, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. I was a Jericho guy right down the street.
Oh, nice, nice. Very cool. Yeah, I just wanted to add to your conversation about it. I'm totally pro-Israel on this whole thing. But the only thing that concerns me about, you know, the Obama administration trying to get them to do a ceasefire is that if that actually happens, Israel and then the whole Middle East is lost. And then what happens after that? You know, are they going to come here and see the extermination of Americans? You know, like,
the group ISIS wants to do that, that Islamic State. Now they just call themselves ICE, the Islamic State. And this event we were at in Oxford, people think that's the greatest threat. So, yes, you bring up a really strong point. But, Chris, we got to mobilize people like you right from Oyster Bay, Long Island and elsewhere to fight back. And I'm glad you called. But you're right. The pressure is going to be great. It is great on Israel already. So that's one of the reasons why we're going to continue to fight back.
Keep on going, guys. You guys are doing a great job.
All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You know, Oyster Bay, Long Island's a great place. Great seafood, great people in Long Island, and people that are concerned about this issue, as even their senior senator, I have to say, Chuck Schumer, has been as well. We're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge. We've got to raise $180,000 in 4 days to get to our million-dollar goal. You can help us do it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
From a town known as Oyster Bay, Long Island, wrote a boy.
I couldn't resist that one because we had a call from Oyster Bay, and that was the town one over from me in Jericho, Long Island. And of course, the great Billy Joel song, Billy the Kid, of the town called Oyster Bay, Long Island, a song about himself, actually. But nevertheless, with all the difficult news, it's okay to have a little bit of a light moment for a moment. We're going right back to the phones, though, at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phone calls, Jordan.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to... go to Gail in Massachusetts, been holding on line four. Gail, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I've been around the corner a few times, and I remember the Vietnam War. Now, during the Vietnam War, the Viet Cong was strapping bombs to babies, and they were sending them over to the soldiers. How come the United States didn't tell our soldiers to stop firing? Do you know why? Because we were there to create order and to get things stabilized. See?
But there's the double standard here, though. You bring up an interesting point, Gail, and David, since you serve in the military, I thought it would be appropriate for you to respond to this. The fact is there is a double standard applied when it's Israel. So it's like the rules change because the Israelis are involved.
Well, that's right. I mean, the Obama administration is trying to put on Israel rules that it doesn't put on our own forces. I mean, the very weekend when Secretary Kerry was mocking the Israeli operation as not precise, that same weekend we were launching drone strikes in Pakistan. We weren't warning people beforehand. We weren't dropping leaflets. We weren't sending text messages. We just fire a missile at a compound to kill the Taliban. That's perfectly fine under the laws of war. That's what we should do. And then to turn around and critique the Israeli army, which is even being more careful than us, it's unbelievable.
Jordan, let me play this soundbite from Senator Schumer, number 14, then get your comment on what this means in D.C. itself. Number 14.
We're not going to have peace if Israel is pressured to go for a ceasefire that allows Hamas to maintain its tunnels and its rockets. There have been three ceasefires. Israel's accepted all three. Hamas just last night again rejected another ceasefire. And then the minute the ceasefires are over, they sent rockets back into Israel.
So, Jordan, tell us, give us the I know Stan is on the Hill right now dealing with this. What's the sense in Washington?
Sure. Well, right now you've got the, you know, congressional recess is about to start. So you've only got a few days left where Congress is really active. And the idea that, again, that there's going to be a legislative fix to this issue is not really there. So you got members of Congress speaking out. But certainly this administration is pushing forward its agenda. Its agenda is to get a ceasefire here. They're not going to get a long-term solution. I mean, I think this plays right into the a lot of the criticism of President Obama right now that he's not taking things seriously. He's kind of absent from reality of all these things that are happening around the world and frustrated with the political process in Washington, frustrated with the legislative process. And so in a sense, I wouldn't say giving up because they're pushing for the ceasefire, but I think that they're happy if they get there. And of course, this will be a ceasefire that ultimately the blame and the reason why this will have to, it will all be on Israel. And so I think that's the trouble here is that Israel is going to take most of this blame.
Yeah, and that's why, by the way, we mobilize our assets and resources around the globe to deal with this and try to deal with this in the court of public opinion. We're having to do that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 if you want to help us out with our matching challenge or if you want to sign that petition supporting Israel. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Elvin in California, online 6. Elvin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Elvin.
Hi. I think that any reasonable person should be able to understand that Prime Minister Netanyahu is much more capable of evaluating threats
sure.
to his citizens in his region of the world than an American president is. And it would be irresponsible for Netanyahu to stop defending himself just because Obama tells him to, even as if someone told Obama, don't defend the citizens of the U.S., that would also be irresponsible.
Well, you're absolutely correct as a matter of both international law and understanding and normal custom and practice. The difficulty here is the Israeli distortion factor, I'll call it, David, and that is the rules are changing. So you've got a global press that is so against Israel, they don't even call them Hamas, or they won't acknowledge that they're terrorists, recognized as terrorists, and they don't acknowledge, the only ones I've seen break it so far, maybe CNN has, I haven't seen it, where it was Fox News, where Hamas fired a rocket and landed on his own hospital. But the rules do change when Israel's involved, and that's unfortunate and wrong.
Oh, yeah. Israel has rules imposed on it that are unlike any other nation ever in the history of warfare. I mean, it is astonishing to me that there are riots in the streets in Europe when Israel defends itself against Hamas, and there are 150,000 dead innocent civilians in Syria. Where are the protests to that? Where are the protests to that? That is astonishing, the double standard.
Well, I'm going to play for you a statement here. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Mark Regev is the Israeli Prime Minister's spokesperson. He was asked similar situations on MSNBC. Take a listen.
If you're asking people to leave homes that are going to be demolished or bombed, who is responsible for those people? Israel is the occupying authority.
Listen, if you'll allow me, Joy, I want to take issue with one important word you said. You said Israel is the occupying authority. You're forgetting Israel pulled out of the Gaza Strip. We took down all the settlements, and the settlers who didn't want to leave, we forced them to leave. We pulled back to the 1967 international frontier. There is no Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip. We haven't been there for some 8 years.
So this is the great, you know, mystery, folks. I mean, you know, this is Hamas and Hezbollah dealing with the, on the north, it's Hezbollah and Hamas down here. This is their territory. They won the election. Great for having an election. That didn't work out so great. And you end up, they elect a group that wants to destroy Israel. And now we're saying to Israel, oh, just, you know, maybe you don't have to defend yourself so aggressively. This is what makes no sense. And I think this is where the American people realize exactly what's going on here. The question, Jordan, is they are going on recess. I'm going up to testify in a hearing Wednesday. It's the last hearing before the recess on the IRS matter. But the fact of the matter is, it is going to be the people that are listening to this broadcast around the world speaking out, because the president's not going to do it unless the pressure on Israel is removed, and it's only removed if the American people say, stop putting this kind of unrealistic expectation on Benjamin Netanyahu.
That's absolutely right. I mean, so, you know, this is a time where those who support Israel, we have to be very outspoken, because it's not going to, again, you're not going to get a lot of support from countries at the United Nations. You're not going to get support. There's no one really defending Israel. I mean, the U.S., you would say, is still the helping the most. And basically what they're saying is there has to be a ceasefire. Yes, Israel has a right to defend itself. And I feel like they're probably threatening to drop that line from their statements if Israel doesn't agree to a ceasefire soon enough. I just don't know why we have to live in a reality where Israel keeps agreeing to ceasefires. Maybe early on in this, and it was Hamas who refused. Now Hamas gets to write their own ceasefires when they're the ones asking for, when they're the ones who are weak at this point, when they are the ones losing, this situation. And so the bigger question here is, and listen, it was the Bush administration who pushed Israel into pulling out of the Gaza Strip. Ultimately, will that be a decision that leads to just conflict after conflict every couple of years?
We're going to find out, folks, but, the pressure point on Israel, I could tell you as someone that was just in Europe and I met with Israelis, people from all over the globe working on this, the pressure is unrelenting. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's say, Jordan, let's take Wendy's call from California.
All right, Wendy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a comment. I had read a book by a Prussian woman who, during World War II, had to flee from the Russian armies coming, and she came to a house. They needed help. It was freezing cold. And she said, "You've got to leave with your children." And they said, "We can't. Hitler's decree is that we are not allowed to leave, but the Russians are coming. They're going to kill you." And they said, "We cannot leave." Or the soldiers would kill them. And it sounds eerily similar to what is happening right now.
Well, this whole idea that the Hamas is saying, I don't know if we have any sound on this, where Hamas is saying, do not leave, when the Israelis are issuing warnings to the civilian population to leave, tells you who's committing the, quote, war crime here. They're using, I said this earlier, the Israelis use their missile defense system to shield its citizens. We have this out on our Facebook. But here's the reality. Hamas uses its citizens, civilian citizens, to shield its missiles. I mean, this is the world that we find. I mean, David, this is two completely opposite worldviews. But as Wendy said, this is also nothing new.
You know, and what's more inexcusable to me is the Obama administration knows our own soldiers have been fighting that mindset ever since September 11. For the last 13 years, we've been fighting that mindset, and our own soldiers have been in that position.
Yeah.
And yet they have no compassion for Israel facing the same thing our own soldiers have?
No, it's pretty unbelievable, actually. Let me play quickly here a soundbite. This kind of addresses it. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
When we respond, we are trying to minimize the civilian casualties. We tell the civilians, leave. Hamas tells them to stay. Why does it tell them to stay? Because it wants to pile up these civilian casualties. So any of these regrettable, tragic civilian casualties should be placed at the responsibility of Hamas.
He's absolutely correct. All right, folks, we're going to take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to do something. We want you to support Israel. You can sign the petition at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. But let me encourage you something else here. We are literally about 180,000 short, David. That's the number. About 180,000 short from our goal.
170 now.
170. All right. ACLJ.org for a matching challenge, or 1-877-989-2255. Picked up $10,000 during the broadcast. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Matching challenge. Help us out. ACLJ.org. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, by the way, we've been talking about the Middle East, but also want to mention we had a nice win at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, a 3-0 decision in the American Atheist Association versus that cross of the Ground Zero Memorial at the museum, at the 9/11 Museum, and the court ruled in our favor and also cited our Supreme Court case of Summon versus the City of Pleasant Grove. So that was a nice win to start the week off. We've posted some information about that at aclj.org and, of course, on Facebook. And by the way, like us and share us on Facebook. That's important as well. We've got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to take you in the order that you've been holding. And Nick from New York's been holding a long time. Jordan, let's get Nick.
Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys. You know, I just want to cut to the chase, Jay. These people, our president, the news media, probably most of them, do not understand God's word and how we're supposed to love his people. I love Israel. I love them. They're great people. If you ever talk to an Israelite, I'm sure you have more than I have, you know what great people they are. And I think they've been very patient with what they're doing, okay? And I think...
Well, I think the patience, you're right. I mean, every time I ask somebody that calls in, Nick, that's hostile, and I say, okay, what would you do? And the other guy, just, you know, that was arguing with me, that guy Scott, before the break in the first half hour of the broadcast, was, well, send in ground troops. That would escalate this into unbelievable proportions. They've had to do that before. And they may still have to do it. But that's not the first choice if you could do more surgical strikes. And it's, again, Hamas is putting its civilians in harm's way on purpose, and that's the reality. All right, we're taking your calls. 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Alan in New York on line 5. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hello. God bless you guys.
Thanks.
And all you. I just a couple quick comments. Have you guys, in all years, I'm pushing 36 years old, but I've never seen or heard such anti-Semitism in this country, around the world. It's like you've been saying, it's pro-Hamas. You see the protests, the riots.
Well, I will tell you, I was, you know, I'm pushing 60, so I have been, I spent 3 weeks in at Oxford debating this every single day. I am watching the international media, meeting with people from all over the globe, and it's fair to say the anti-Jewish, anti-Israel aspect of this is at a point I have never seen before. It is so high that they've had to rein in the protests in France because they were afraid they were going to get out of control. And Jordan, when you were there, you saw it too. It was right on the streets. I mean, the anti-Israel approach, the anti-Israel sentiment, the anti-Jewish approach. I met with lawyers that work the issue of what you would call benign but dangerous anti-Semitism, anti-Jewish conduct in even in the UK on the business side. Some of the economic boycotts that have been put in place are significant, and you saw it firsthand when you were in Europe as well. It's as bad as it's been, and there's a lot of it up in Washington too.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I mean, again, you've got the Obama administration, which has said, you know, John Kerry's been caught on the record, you know, mocking the Israeli air campaign against Hamas and these rocket sites. You remember the apartheid comments that were made. This is, again, we've gotten the glimpse into where Washington, the Obama administration is on the issue of Israel. The question is, how long do they keep adding in their comments, but we support Israel's right to defend itself? And, you know, I think that's we're talking about a day's situation, and you know, this ceasefire, what we can say now for certain is that this will be a ceasefire where only one side ceases. Hamas will not stop firing rockets. The question will be, is it going to be 100 rockets a day or 5 or 6?
Interestingly, Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan has said this. And Erdogan, by the way, has taken Turkey from the Turkey of Ataturk into an Islamist camp. He said, Israelis have no conscience, no honor, no pride. Those who condemn Hitler day and night have surpassed Hitler in barbarism. Now, David, when you hear a statement like that from the Turkish Prime Minister, who's supposed to be the leading light of democratic Islam, if you could combine the two, this is the model state. And we discussed this at length when I was in Oxford this week and debated this point. Turkey has gone the other way, and that statement is making a broader statement to the Muslim world. That's the real message there.
Oh, absolutely. This is well, first, this is an unhinged statement. It's completely unhinged, but it's very calculating.
Yep.
He's trying to get out there to the broader Muslim world and to reassert Turkish dominance outside of Turkey's borders. He's been doing this consistently for years, and now he's threatening to have a military escort for an illegal flotilla of ships.
Yeah.
To come to bring supplies to Gaza,
which could be, folks, a huge confrontation that everyone's trying to diplomatically figure that one out. But it seems like Erdogan wants to escalate tensions rather than de-escalate it. 1-800-684-3110. I'll tell you what, we only got a few minutes left here, Jordan. Let's try to do a lightning round here and grab as many of these as we can. Start with Rob.
Yep, Rob in Colorado, line 4. Rob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, congratulations for what you do. I just want to know, eschatologically, the Antichrist is going to try to flood out the remnant, what we think is, Petra. Why can't we just flood them out like rats?
Well, I mean, here's the problem. I mean, because you can't bring in the mass numbers because, let's be just realistic, Hamas is using its citizens, and Israel's trying to avoid civilian casualties, and that makes this that much tougher. Thanks for the call, Rob. Next call, Jordan.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Dale in Texas, line 1. Dale, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, how you doing? I just want to say that you guys are absolutely on the right track. We need to support Israel. Israel is doing what we would be doing. In fact, we would be doing more, I believe, if somebody shot rockets in our cities. And, you know, the court of world opinion is what Hamas is trying to use. So there's several things we need to do. We need to get the word out. I believe the majority of people in this country do support Israel, despite our government, which does not represent we the people. So I wanted to tell you.
Well, I appreciate that. There's also this question of the funding issue. Jordan, what's the latest on that with Hamas?
Sure. I mean, we've got the funding going into this, what they've
unity
called
government.
Technocratic unity government. So, of course, that would include Hamas elements, though the U.S. has refused to acknowledge that it actually includes Hamas. It's a bizarre distinction they're making to try to say it's a technocratic government that really doesn't involve the terrorist organization. Of course, the only representatives in control of the Gaza Strip would be Hamas officials.
You know, Jordan, David, you were shaking your head there, this technocratic government excuse.
Yeah, I've never even heard that before they started mounting that excuse. Everyone knows that humanitarian aid to Gaza goes into building tunnels and stocking up schools with rockets. That's where it goes.
No doubt about it. Tony's calling from Louisiana on line 6. Hi, Tony.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say I'm pro-Israel. I'm a born-again Christian, and I pray for Israel. I pray for you guys, too.
Thanks.
And I appreciate everything that y'all do at American Center for Law and Justice.
We appreciate
it. You know. Look at the God. You made a comment earlier about why is there so much anti-sentiment? How come they're so anti-Jew? Well, the world is anti-God. They don't want to accept God. They don't want nothing to do with God. So therefore, Israel stands as a beacon of God's people. Now the church does too. But more so Israel, because Israel, the covenant goes back so much.
Well, I think it's fair to say that the sheer existence of the Jewish people in the land of Israel, at the end of the day, when you read the Hamas charter, that's what it's all about. The existence of Israel as a Jewish state. That's really what the fight's all about. Hey, for those of you that are still on the line, sorry we couldn't get you. More calls tomorrow. I'm getting ready on Wednesday. I'll be testifying in Washington, D.C. on the IRS case. Again, a nice victory at the U.S. Court of Appeals, 3-0 on the cross in the 9/11 museum. So that was a good win. If you want to stand with us in our matching challenge campaign, David said 170,000 to go, maybe a little bit less now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Any amount you donate is tax deductible. And we're trying to raise about $170,000 to $180,000 in the next 4 days. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.